Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. A little bit of the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my new book website, ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy, have you been to that website? Kathy Perry's here, folks.
Have you been to that website, Kathy?
Have you seen my new book website?
It is beautiful.
Somebody, whoever built that website, is a genius.
I'm glad that you only work with geniuses.
I only work with geniuses, folks. I'm having a little fun here. So are you hearing the joke here, Kathy? I can't imagine how smart somebody must have been to have made this website. So if you run into that person, tell them how smart I think they are. So ageofthecustomer.com, folks. That's all I'm going to say about that. Kathy, tell us about what Facebook's up to. They're always up to something.
Always up to something. Well,
are they diabolical?
Well, you know, they have made a global impact, and so now they have to make money. And so their latest service that they're going to be releasing is a news reading service, a news service. So they're going to have a product called Paper. And it's going to, be a news aggregator.
They're going to call the product Paper?
Social updates.
They're going to call the product Paper? Don't they know that name's already been taken?
You'd think. Well, it's Facebook Paper.
Oh, Facebook. Okay. I guess I get to say that.
I'm not sure. But that's...
You know why they call it golf, right? Because all the other four-letter words were already taken. So Facebook golf. I mean, Facebook Paper, right?
Paper, yeah. Okay. And so it's kind of, they're going to be aggregating news stories.
Can't they come up with, all the smart people I got over there, can't they come up with something a little more, or is it just so beautifully intuitive? Is that what they're thinking?
You know, if they don't make it simple, people won't get it.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
I'm not sure.
So what's this going to do? Is this going to be like...
It's going to be a primary news feed.
It's going to aggregate the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, the Houston Chronicle, things like that.
They're not really saying everything. It's just they're saying a more holistic news experience within Facebook.
Right.
And Mark Zuckerberg said, what we're trying to give everyone is a copy of the best personalized newspaper in the world. So that's, but Facebook, since Zuckerberg's press announcement, Facebook has updated its newsfeed algorithm a couple times, and they're trying to get more high quality content for their users.
Yeah.
And they're always trying to identify, everything that you're doing, all your interests, all your likes, and everything to say, okay.
So it'll be aggregating for you, not aggregating for them so sort of much. In other words, right. If there's any political angle to the news you get from them, it'll be because it's your politics.
They're not really saying exactly, but in their algorithms, they're saying that they're identifying relevant news content for users will be a major focus for them.
Now, who decides that? Do get into whose politics are we talking about?
Yeah, so you really don't know. Obviously, it's up to the engineers that are doing the algorithms, and they're saying, well, this person has liked this much, and their interests are here, so let's give them that news.
Where's all this going, Kathy? Are we going to wind up being instead of being protoplasm, we're going to be made of metadata? What do you think?
Yes. Well, obviously, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you do any type of searching or anything on your browser, You're being delivered ads to those companies constantly.
Oh yeah, I see it all the time. If I search for one product and I go over to a totally unrelated place,
there's
something about that product popping up. And I'll be honest with you, that's creepy to me.
It is a little creepy to me.
Yes, well, no, it's not a little creepy.
All
it's a lot
shows
creepy.
You is they're watching.
They're watching. As I said, folks, they are up to something. They're diabolical. So let's see. Let me review here, folks. Google wants to take over the travel industry. Facebook wants to take over the news industry, but LinkedIn wants to help volunteers. Who do we give the big gold star to today, Kathy?
I think gold star goes to LinkedIn.
LinkedIn,
today.
That's right. We're going to give it to LinkedIn. Hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you so much.
Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com. That's com with a C. Kathy Perry, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.